All right.
Week 5 starts tonight. Falcons and Bucks, national TV, or Prime.
Prime.
Same thing. And right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's hear from Raheem Morris. We got a chance to have him on the show at the end of
Mama
the...
Mama Rice, Sony went 4.
This is Mama Rice. He had a little legal trouble last offseason, right?
Yeah, Mama Rice put a phone.
All right. Not great. Not great. He's hurt now, too, so this is not a lot of good stories about the Rice family coming out right now. Raheem was on with us yesterday. If you missed the interview, check it out. Andy and Randy podcast page. Subscribe to the podcast. It's just solid content every single day. Or go to the website, 929thegame.com. Go to the Andy and Randy page. Here's Raheem talking about the number one thing that the Falcons need to get better at. That is correct.
Yes.
That's something we've been harping on all week. Kind of, I don't know, not that you need the confirmation, but kind of cool to be talking about one thing specifically all week long, ask him what he thinks is the biggest issue, and then he says he thinks that's the biggest issue. Because it is. They're the second worst team in the NFL in terms of time of possession.
Yes.
31st in the NFL.
Yes.
Now, like, that doesn't tell the whole story, because, like, if you were just really explosive and scoring really fast, then maybe you could justify it.
Yes.
But they're also not doing that.
Exactly.
They're also bottom third of the league in terms of scoring points. So they're not scoring any points. They're not keeping the other offense off the field. They're not keeping their drives alive. Those things,
they
honestly,
matter.
They're luck. They're, I don't know, lucky is right. They're fortunate to be 2-2.
Yeah, they matter.
They all matter.
They matter so much, Buck, and they got to get out to a good start, especially, you know, especially the first offensive drive. You need to go down there defensively. Get a 3-and-out. You know, when's the last time this team got a 3-and-out?
That'd be great.
To start a game.
That'd be awesome.
Great to get a 3-and-out to start this football game. And then we can talk about the usage rate and everything. And I keep going back looking at other stuff, and I'm over here just scribbling plays over here for Kyle.
You just writing up plays writing for Kyle?
No, I'm just writing up because he's like these. Some of these things that allowing him to go straight is. I don't know. But it's just not about him. It's about the whole offense. Now, he's a big part of it. And when you're missing one of your supposedly playmakers, biggest playmakers, is not getting the rocker, is not involved, the offense struggle. That's not just here in Atlanta. That's every damn where. That's everywhere. If your difference makers are not making a difference, your offense is going to, especially when you rely on that. When you came into the season relying on that production,
yeah,
it hampers things. Now you got to get more plays to be able to get everybody more involved. And we were talking, and one of our listeners hit us up about the whole dynamic of running back, like
Tevin Coleman, like Tevin and Coleman, Devontae Freeman.
Yeah, okay. But did you see that offense?
Right,
they were rolling.
Yeah.
They were rolling.
And no disrespect to Devontae Freeman's an awesome player.
Yeah.
Made a lot of big plays here and made a lot of money. Bijan's supposed to be better than that.
Yes.
Like Bijan Robinson's compared to guys that are in the Hall of Fame as far as what he's supposed to be in the NFL. Now, maybe that's unfair. Maybe that's not what it's going to be. Maybe it will. He's still very early in his career. He's another guy. Like, honestly, I know Kyle Pitts is going to get the brunt of the
yes.
of the focus because of it's so glaring.
He hasn't had it.
Yeah, and it's tapered. And yeah. I realize he seems banged up, whatever, but, like, I mean, Tyler Allgeier was able to go and get very impactful yards mm-hmm. and be a part of the run game last week, even with as much as they struggled in the run game. Bijan's supposed to be, and I realize he got a touchdown taken away.
Yes.
We'd probably view it differently had he scored that touchdown. But he hasn't been as good as we've needed him to be either.
I think because they're two different players. Like, Bijan's not a power mover.
No.
Bijan, he's smooth, he's shifty, all those different things. Like, Tyler Allgeier is a pile mover.
Yes.
Tyler Allgeier is give me the ball. I'm going to cut one time. And you know what? I'm going to go straight up here. I'm going to get whatever I get.
The most telling play he's had this year is that little dump-off pass where he caught the ball, I don't know how many yards behind.
Yes.
It was third down behind the yard to get behind the game. And he was like, you know what? These guys can't tackle me.
Mm-hmm.
And he just bulldozed five guys.
He
ended up getting the first down.
He catches the ball like a power bat. Like, oh, I got it. like
he's never made a one-hand catch in his life.
Oh, I got it. Last week when Derrick Henry caught the touchdown from Lamar. That's how he caught it. I caught it. You know, the big power backs. Oh, boy, it's the funniest thing in the world, like watching them catch. Because it's not natural. It's not a natural movement.
It's a two-hand squeeze
it
for dear life.
And then just go. But, yeah, I mean, I want to see how often they use him and everything as far as, like, trying to keep him on pace and everything like that. They're going to have four hands, two bodies to get Vita there. All right? Because this dude is like, you know, he just don't move.
He's a mountain.
Yeah. So if you got to be able to contain him because he will wreck a run game. The best thing about him is that for the Falcons is if they can get that stretch going and have that big man moving
yeah.
and have him moving side to side and fighting off blocks, that'd be the best thing for him.
Yeah. Try to tire him out. They've got some other decent guys on that line, too. Joe Tryon was a first-round draft pick from a couple of years ago.
Good player. Dude, he got hurt last year.
Yeah, he did. He got hurt early, so he didn't get to play.
Yeah.
Obviously, Lavonte David in the middle of that defense has been there forever and ever. And then you're talking about Antoine Winfield? No?
I don't think so.
No, Antoine Winfield.
I don't think he's helpful. Yeah. I think he got a high ankle sprain early in the season. Yeah. But, yeah, he's not going to play. I think, you know, but they got to control. They got to control the big man. They gotta control the big man. They can control the big man. They can run the football against this team, but they gotta get him blocked.
I didn't realize Vita Vea's backup is Greg Gaines. That was the guy that lined up next to him at Washington.
Oh, really?
They were teammates.
Oh,
yeah. That was the team that went to the playoff back in 17.
But they can control the big man, and I'm talking about with that stretch and able to capture the edge. They can have some success.
God, that'd be great. It'd be so great to see. I just get it going, get in rhythm in the first drive, get a lead. Play with a lead, maybe. That might be helpful.